Mechanical fixings for tapered insulation on flat roofs. Why is adjustability key to a fast, efficient, and reliable solution? Written by Martin Holloway, Flat Roof Business Development Manager at SFS. Why do flat roofs need to achieve falls? Despite its name, a flat roof is rarely flat, without effective drainage, or worse, if backfalls occur, a roof can suffer from ponding. Ponding adds a dead load to the roof structure, which is unlikely to have been accounted for in structural calculations and may also increase stress in the waterproofing layer. Achieving the correct fall in accordance with BS 6229, 2018 flat roofs with continuously supported flexible waterproof coverings. Code of practice is critical to a successful flat roof. As a result, a fall in the roof is almost always needed. BS 6229 requires the roof to be designed with a fall of ratio 140 to ensure a ratio 180 fall is achieved. Even when a roof is intended to achieve zero falls, a topic of discussion that is otherwise out of the scope of this podcast. Industry guidance recommends that a detailed structural analysis is performed by a qualified engineer to indicate that no back falls exist before waterproofing commences. Flat roof drainage, then, can be a complex issue, especially on site. Roofs can fail to achieve their intended fall for a variety of reasons, or designers may not include sufficient allowance for achieving the required falls. Or structural engineers may not account for sufficient load, causing the roof deck to deflect more than expected. Construction errors by contractors installing the roof deck. What is tapered insulation and how does it help? To limit the risks associated with inadequate falls and to reduce the cost of installing a structural deck to a fall, the preferred solution for new build is usually to construct the roof deck as close to flat as possible and without back falls. A fall is then introduced, either with tapered insulation or, in the case of concrete decks, a tapered screed and flat insulation. It is the first of those two options that is the focus of this podcast. Tapered insulation solutions have been used on roof refurbishments for more than 40 years, as they help to create a fall where one didn't previously exist, while adding thermal performance. But their use on new-build roofs is growing, because the structural deck can be built flat. In the case of concrete decks, this removes the need for installing a tapered screed, with its additional drying time and imposed roof loading. For steel decks, it can assist in remedying any structural deflection and deviations, which are often difficult to quantify. In response to this growth in popularity, we'll start by giving an overview of the tapered insulation sector. What tapered insulation is and how a system is built up. We'll then examine how a system is installed and what influences the choice between adhesive or mechanical fixing. Finally, we'll address some of the issues with mechanical fixings that stop roofing contractors from taking advantage of all the benefits they offer. The focus of this document is tapered insulation on steel roof decks, but we'll use lessons learned with concrete decks to illustrate the benefits of a new adjustable fixing solution for steel decks. Tapered insulation for flat roofs. Specification. Tapered insulation, also known as cut-to-falls insulation, is exactly what it sounds like. An insulation product that is thicker at one side than the other. For example, a 1200x1200mm insulation board designed to help achieve a ratio 1 to 64 has a 20mm difference from one side of the board to the other. A typical tapered insulation scheme starts at around 80mm thick at the lowest point. Depending on the size of the roof, it's not uncommon for the insulation at its thickest point to reach up to 400mm or more. Taking that as an example, and the 1 to 60 ratio fall we just mentioned, an overall difference across the roof of 320mm requires 16 different types of insulation board. 80 to 100mm, 100 to 120mm and so on, up to 380 to 400mm. How is a tapered insulation scheme built up? Almost any insulation material specified for flat roofing can be used for a tapered scheme. The most common types are polyisocyanurate or PIR. which offers among the lowest thermal conductivities and therefore saves on thickness, and stone wool, specifically denser mineral wool, which offers enhanced acoustic and fire properties as well as thermal performance. There are limits on the thickness of products that manufacturers can make and will offer. In order for a tapered insulation scheme to reach substantial thicknesses like 400 mm, it is necessary to build up the total depth of insulation using multiple layers. Conventional flat board, i.e. not tapered, insulation makes up the majority of the depth, with a final tapered layer installed on top. Building up the system in layers introduces the possibility of combining different insulation materials to take advantage of different properties. While project-specific material combinations are not part of the scope of this document, it is worth bearing in mind that nothing we discuss in this podcast precludes such arrangements. There are two main ways in which a tapered scheme is delivered to site. 1. A multi-layer system. In this scenario, the contractor is responsible for installing each individual layer of the insulation build-up. A pre-bonded or single-layer system. In this case, the tapered insulation manufacturer or supplier bonds the layers together in the factory, effectively creating single-layer insulation boards of the required depth, ready to be arranged on site in accordance with the tapered insulation plan. There are advantages and disadvantages to both methods. Building up a roof in multiple layers on site is cheaper compared to the premium paid for having it done off-site by the manufacturer. The contractor can also make use of offcuts where appropriate. On the other hand, a pre-bonded system saves time on site, which can be particularly advantageous in poor weather. However, any waste from cutting the premium-priced product will have to be discarded. Regardless of which approach is preferred on any given project, certain trends in the flat roofing sector are changing what insulation materials feature in tapered schemes. What is driving changes in tapered insulation specification? The primary function of a building's roof is to provide shelter to its occupants. For the purposes of this document, we are taking it as read that any roof buildup is waterproof and affords the necessary protection from the elements. In that context, there are several other performance requirements that can be considered as important as each other. Fire performance. Some of the biggest changes in specification for any building element, not just flat roofs, have been in response to increased risk aversion around fire performance. From Dame Judith Hackett's report, Building a Safer Future, to the introduction of the Building Safety Act and its associated legislation, culture change around fire safety has become, and will remain, a significant driver in product selections. Part of this culture change means an increased focus on specifying roof build-ups with as many non-combustible or limited combustibility materials as possible. Specifications that would have featured PI or insulation boards might now ask for non-combustible stone wool insulation. A roof build-up can still include a combustible insulation material, assuming successful fire performance test results for the complete system. But factors including risk aversion and insurer requirements can make a non-combustible insulation more desirable, nevertheless. Thermal performance. Insulation materials do not differ in fire performance alone, and changing specifications has other knock-on effects. From an installation perspective, the difference in thermal performance between PIR and stone wool means an increased depth in roof buildup using the latter to achieve the same overall U value. Consider also that, at the time of writing, energy efficiency requirements in national building regulations are changing at a relatively rapid rate. In England, for example, new requirements were introduced through Part L 2021. Uniquely, this was acknowledged as a stepping stone towards yet another set of new requirements intended to be introduced in 2025, and known as the Future Homes Standard and Future Buildings Standard. While energy efficiency regulations take into account more than just U values of the main building elements, it tends to be the case that new requirements lead to increases in insulation thicknesses. With regulations in something of a state of flux across the whole of the UK, Getting to grips with lower U values and thicker roof insulation layers will be a common feature of projects for the foreseeable future. Sustainability. Using thermal insulation to achieve low U values is a critical part of reducing energy use and carbon emissions in buildings. In the context of wider sustainability, however, the environmental impact of buildings in operation is just one piece in a complicated jigsaw puzzle. Assessing the sustainability of buildings and the products that go into them means viewing the complete life cycle, sourcing raw materials, manufacturing products, then using those products to construct a building produces upfront carbon emissions. And these make up a significant proportion of a building's whole life carbon. Throughout the use stage, maintenance, repair, and refurbishment all need to be considered in the context of a building's design life. And then there is the question of what happens to a building and all of the materials in it. Once it is no longer needed, can the building be reused or adapted in some way, rather than demolished? Carbon calculations, impact on biodiversity, reducing waste and diverting material away from landfill, and end-of-life scenarios are all complex subjects in their own right. For the purposes of this document, it is enough to say that all are increasingly playing a role in specification decisions. Tapered insulation for flat roofs. Installation. A tapered insulation scheme has been chosen to provide the falls on a flat roof. It has been specified to meet the performance requirements of the specific project, including thermal performance, fire performance, and overall sustainability goals. The next question to address is, how will the insulation be secured to the roof deck? What insulation and membrane fixing system should I choose? The two principal options are adhesive or mechanical fixings. A conventional warm roof buildup requires an air and vapor control layer or AFCL, installed on the roof deck, followed by the insulation layer, and finished with the waterproofing layer. The choice of fixing method is also influenced by the AFCL and waterproofing layers. The section below summarizes some of the different considerations relating to the choice of adhesive or mechanical fixing, and how the two fixing methods compare. Consideration. Does the roof deck need priming? For adhesive, then yes. For mechanical fixings, then no. How are the different insulation layers secured if not a pre-bonded solution? Adhesive is applied to each layer of the insulation, with associated labor costs, material costs, and curing times. For mechanical fixings, all layers are fixed together at once. There is no need to fix each layer individually. How complex is the fixing method to install? Adhesive is considered more straightforward, but correct coverage of adhesive must be achieved at every layer. Coverage can only be judged by eye, so this depends on experience. Mechanical fixings are perceived as complex, especially when having to select from lots of different components to achieve different fixing lengths to suit variable insulation depths across the whole roof. How much certainty of performance does the fixing method provide? For adhesive, too much is an issue, as well as too little. There is no way to guarantee or accurately assess suitable adhesive coverage. For mechanical fixings, pull-out testing and calculations of wind loads and fixing design loads all establish a minimum number of fixings required for the roof. Fixing plans are drawn up in advance. Does the fixing method impact on the thermal efficiency of the system? Not for adhesives. The use of adhesive here means nothing penetrates the insulation layers. For mechanical fixings, carbon steel-type fixings with thermally broken sleeves must be used to avoid incurring a penalty to the overall U value. Using carbon steel fixings with stress plates is likely to result in additional 10 or 20 millimeters of insulation. Stainless steel fasteners incur no penalty. What is a hybrid fixing arrangement? One consideration that the previous section doesn't address is hybrid applications. The insulation and AVCL below it is mechanically fixed. This allows the project to benefit from the lower cost of mechanical fixing, alongside its other advantages, which, in the case of refurbishment, also includes securing existing adhesive bonded layers to the roof deck. A single-ply membrane is then adhered, or a seamless liquid-applied product is applied. It is important that the insulation fasteners are a low-profile type to significantly reduce their visibility or ghosting, where the outlines of the fixings are visible through the waterproofing layer. Choice of membrane fastener system. Single-ply membranes are traditionally fastened through the membrane seams or laps. In this way, the distance between the rows of membrane fasteners is determined by the membrane width. For perimeter and corner zones on exposed sites, additional mid-seam fastening rows and membrane cover strips are needed to waterproof the fixings. The alternative to seam fixing is an induction welding system, like the SFS Unique Isoweld solution. Here, the single-ply membrane is welded to dedicated stress plates. No fixings penetrate the waterproofing as a result. Rather than seam fixing, induction welding uses a field fixing arrangement where the stress plates are installed in a grid pattern. The fasteners act as both insulation and membrane fasteners, and are evenly distributed, independent of the membrane seams. The result is increased efficiency, security, and cost-saving opportunities. Both lap fixing and induction welding systems can be used to secure single-ply membrane over tapered insulation schemes. How are changing insulation specifications affecting fixing methods? Cost is always a factor on construction projects, and the drivers we discussed at the end of the previous section are placing their own pressures on material and labor costs. Converting specifications to stone wool insulation for fire performance, and then meeting updated thermal performance requirements, is leading to increased insulation thicknesses. With this extra material comes extra cost. And because the thickest parts of the tapered scheme have to be built up in maybe 3 or 4 layers, there is a corresponding increase in time and cost for fixing everything with adhesive. On this basis, mechanical fixing is an increasingly desirable solution. By allowing all layers of the tapered insulation to be secured together, it reduces cost and speeds up installation. But even though it might now be seen as the preferred solution, mechanical fixing still throws up some challenges associated with changes in typical specifications. In particular, stone wool insulation designed for flat roofs will compress slightly when trafficked. It is essential, therefore, that the insulation and membrane fasteners used with stone wool are of the telescopic type, using thermally broken fasteners and sleeves. Also, whether fixing is fully metallic, the fasteners must have a treadfast arrangement, connecting the fastener to the stress plate in order to eliminate the risk of fixings pushing through the waterproofing membrane. Addressing issues like this is the focus of the final section of this podcast, introducing the concept of adjustable fixings that make the installation of tapered insulation more straightforward. Adjustable insulation fixings for tapered insulation on steel roof decks. How do fixing manufacturers try to reduce the complexity of their solutions? For all of the advantages that mechanical fixings offer with tapered insulation systems, roofing contractors will still tend towards adhesive solutions for one reason in particular. Mechanical fixing is often viewed as too complex, because the insulation layer isn't a single thickness across the entire roof area. It's not possible to choose one combination of fixing components and use it exclusively. Instead, the contractor has to mix and match components, creating multiple variations of the same solution to suit the variable fixing depths over the whole scheme. Fixing manufacturers seek to reduce complexity by rationalizing their product ranges and minimizing the number of different length components. Primarily, they achieve this by keeping a consistent fastener length as much as possible, and changing the length of the plastic tube or sleeve, which is the component which ensures the fixing is thermally broken. However, this has an unwanted knock-on effect itself. It leads to different depths of fixing penetration through the metal deck itself. What are the issues with fixings over-penetrating flat roof decks? When a mechanical fixing penetrates through a metal deck, the extent to which it does so should ideally be kept to a minimum and as consistent as possible. With services running below the deck, inconsistent penetration depths run the risk of damaging electrical cables or puncturing water pipes. including ones installed to serve sprinkler systems. This potential risk to vital services is one reason that consolidating ranges of non-adjustable fixings isn't as successful as it could be. A similar problem occurred with concrete decks in the past. Excessive embedment of fixings into the concrete caused a range of issues. Drilling into a concrete by up to 75 mm not only increased the amount of time spent drilling and wore out drills, it also risked hitting reinforcement bar. The prevalence of precast hollow core decks in the industry also made overpenetration undesirable, as it could cause the concrete to spall. How was the problem of non-adjustability solved for concrete decks? When seeking to achieve a consistent penetration depth on a flat roof, using a fixing that can adjust is key. Around a decade ago, SFS developed the adjustable TIA fixing for concrete decks. The TIA solution features only one fastener for different thicknesses of insulation and has one setting depth of 20 mm embedment into the concrete. Buildups of up to 515 mm total thickness can be secured to the deck, with up to 40% less drilling. Having made securing tapered insulation to concrete decks faster and more user-friendly, SFS took the lessons learned and applied them to metal decks. Introducing the adjustable BSA fixing for tapered insulation on metal decks. As a complement to the TIA fixing, SFS now offers the BSA fixing for use on metal decks, featuring just three components. The BSA fixing offers considerably less complexity for roofing contractors who want to use mechanical fixings to secure tapered insulation. Alongside the plastic sleeve, there is a choice of two fastener lengths and a choice of stress plates depending on application. The different stress plates mean BSA fixings can be used to secure both insulation or membrane, and are compatible with either seam-fixed or field-fixed membranes, including induction welding, as discussed earlier in this podcast. By adjusting the height of the fixing, the same sleeve and fastener combination can be used across more of the roof. Not only does this simplify installation, it simplifies procurement too, by reducing the number of components required and also the risk of mistakes during the procurement process. From the outset, we talked about a typical tapered roof example, where boards increase in height in 20 mm increments. With 85 mm of adjustability, a single BSA fixing could be used across four different board heights in the tapered scheme, compared to the variable penetration depth of non-adjustable fixings. The BSA fixing limits the penetration depth to an optimum 20 mm, and this is maintained across the roof, regardless of the depth of insulation. How does the BSA fixing work? The penetration length and adjustability of the BSA fixing is derived from two unique features. The fastener features two different thread zones, with a thread-free zone between them. The efficient drilling point cuts through the metal deck, and the lower thread zone is designed to achieve 20 mm penetration. Within the plastic sleeve is a locking nut. The specialist drive bar installation tool interacts with the nut, effectively pulling the sleeve into the insulation. The nut is free to move within the sleeve if the roof is trafficked, meaning the BSA fixing is specifically designed to overcome one of the major issues with using stone wool insulation on tapered roof schemes. In addition, the insulation stress plates and sleeves that make up a fixing give a very low profile, so there is significantly less possibility of the plate being visible through the membrane. Mechanical fixing offers a cost-effective option for installing tapered insulation systems with single-ply membrane. Using innovative adjustable fasteners such as BSA and TIA reduces installation complexity and increases speed and overall efficiency. At the same time, limiting fastener embedment into the substrate to just 20 mm removes the risk of damage to surfaces below metal roof decks and reduces drilling requirements on concrete roof decks. In addition, using the innovative ISO-Weld field fix induction welding method to install membrane offers further cost savings and efficiency improvements. It requires fewer fixings and less membrane, and increases membrane coverage and fastener installation speed. An adjustable fixing, such as the BSA fastening system, offers increased security in terms of retaining both the tapered insulation and membrane layers, even in highly exposed locations. Telescopic performance protects the system from heavy trafficking by follow-on trades. Mechanical fixing of the insulation and membrane layers offers a sustainable means of attachment throughout the use stage, including maintenance, repair, and refurbishment, and eventual decommissioning of the roof or building's design life. Mechanical fixing enables reclamation of these materials on certain projects as we move to a circular economy. SFS is a leading worldwide manufacturer of fasteners for construction. Our in-depth knowledge comes from working on many UK and international projects with the world's leading architects, OEM and contractors, which enables us to develop innovative, engineered, application-optimized fasteners that meet the modern demands of the construction industry. For more information, please get in touch.